is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood, but it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 6th January 2020. Wow. Here we go, folks. Brand new decade, brand new year. And it's starting off to be a very turbulent year, I guess you could say, to put it mildly. Nonetheless, we're here tonight because on shortwave, on 6115, because Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver is paying for the shortwave time for us. So I want you to know she's important to this broadcast. Listen on shortwave, Melody Seastrom, someone you need to call, at least say hi to you. And if you like the program, thank you for having us on. Her number is 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. Now, she's on vacation right now, but her office is open. You can talk to the girls there. If you want to do any business, they'll take care of it. But again, folks, if you listen on 6115 right now, you listen because Melody Seastrom is helping us get on shortwave, all right? All the other stations are listening to us at a repeat broadcast in Washington State and in Louisiana, Mississippi, all those places. I know got a lot of new listeners out there, and I want to thank you for being with us. I do sincerely mean that. And tonight's guest, you're not going to miss tonight's guest, Russ Dizdar. If you don't know who he is, you soon will. Tomorrow night we're going to have Matthew Pfeiffer on. For those of you who heard the program that know what REM sleep is, we should have some in stock hopefully by tomorrow. You don't want to miss this, folks. I'll tell you about that tomorrow night. And then Wednesday night we have David Carrico on, a brother from Indiana, who's going to talk to you about the child molestation reign going in this country. And that's what we're going to discuss some night with Russ Dizdar with the Amish. I'm serious. Next week, DB Kid Monday night, Dr. Rodriguez will be on with us Tuesday night. If you have any health questions at all for yourself or family or friend, line them up for Tuesday night because we're going to take phone calls almost from the beginning. Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez from the BioCare Hospital in Tijuana, Mexico, is, in my mind, the top medical mind in the world today. And he'll talk to you, folks. He'll talk to you for free, of course, on radio, but he also will take calls from you or emails from you, and will talk to you about anything you want to talk about for absolutely no charge. And then we have Wednesday night, Edmund Vieira. Edmund Vieira lives in Virginia. You know what's going on in Virginia, right? You're going to want to hear this. And coming up on the 20th, we will have live reporters at the rally in Richmond, Virginia, that will be live streaming what's happening there on Call to Decision, pastorbush.com website. You'll be able to watch it live on there. And we'll talk more about that later when we get closer. So, folks, we're doing our best to bring you the news and tell you that the prophecies of the Word of God are coming true every day. They truly are. And don't forget, all you new listeners, if for any reason you out there need a case of food, or you have water that needs purified, once a month we give away a case of Numana food. Numana store foods are the best available. They're all non-GMO. They're all produced in the USA, and they keep up 25 years. We will send you a case of those for free if you just write here to ministry and tell us, hey, I need a case of food and this is why. Or if you need a Berkey water filter, the Berkey water filter is the best gravity-fed filter bar none. And I can prove that with test results. If you can't afford one but you need it, write us. Tell us we need it and tell us why you need it. And we will put you on the list to receive one. We go through them every month, see who needs them the most, and then we send them out. Now, you can call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 and get our address. If you want to order toothpaste, mouthwash. Folks, if you use toothpaste or mouthwash, anything, we have the best here. Vitamir, toothpaste, and mouthwash are the best on the market. I use them every day. They are the best available. We have other items here, too, that we have offered to the ministry. If you'd like to know more about it, call us, if you would. But 800-777-4403 or 304-846 1-800-273-4448. If you don't call, we won't know. And we're still offering the book, Grand, The Grand Design Exposed, by John, now mine's going to blank his name. Now, can you believe that? I know the guy for years. But anyway, his book absolutely is phenomenal. If you want to know the truth behind the founding of America, many good men worked in this effort, but the evil men also among them. Just like Christ said about the wheat and tares, they're evil among them. If you want to know that for a fact that Washington, D.C. was built on a piece of land that was called Rome, and what that really means, and that piece of land was owned by a guy named Pope, John Daniel put together the book on that in some quite, I mean, all full detail. Everything in it, as I said before, I don't necessarily agree with, but everything he put in there as far as history is right on the money. If you want the truth about America's founding, you call at the same number, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. $12.95, regular price is $22.95. We got them a good deal. $12.95 delivered. That includes postage right to your door. You can use a credit card, debit card, or write. Get the address and write to us. We'll send it to you. The Grand Design Exposed. If you have the courage to know the truth, we are offering you the truth. That's the best we can do. You got to do with it what you want. That's all I can do. Our guest tonight has been a friend of the ministry and a friend of mine for a long time. He spoke at some of our seminars. He's been around with us on the radio, I don't know how many times. He's got his own radio program. He is an investigative, he's a writer, I suppose, but he's also used a lot by law enforcement for demonic activities, we'll say, sacrifices. He's brought in to counsel with people that have been bothered by satanic powers, and now he's working on some cases, folks, that you're not going to believe. If you haven't heard this before, you'll hear it in a minute. The Amish, as I've known for years, is a cult, but I had no idea what a wicked, spellbounding cult this really was. And Russ Dizdar, are you there?
I'm here, Butch. I'm here. Good to hear you. Good to be with you tonight. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you, my friend. We go back a couple years, don't we?
Quite a few years, it seems like. It might have been about 100 years ago I saw you down there in Ghent, West Virginia. I remember that place.
Gosh, that's been a while back. It really has. And that was a phenomenal meeting, wasn't it? It was a great meeting.
It was a great, big, packed-out meeting, and it was good. First time I met you and got to talk about the Black Awakening book stuff and all that and behind the scenes. And, yeah, it was a great conference, and it's going on and on from there. It's all here still.
Oh, it is. It is. And the wickedness says, you know, I tell people Satan doesn't gain power. He gains influence. And he certainly has gained influence in the last 15, 20 years, has he not?
Well, I think that's the truth. I think it's a matter of the people. And, you know, you open the doors. He isn't just to get to take things. You open the doors and he comes in. And so, Butch, if we look over the last 30 years alone, you know, if we look over 30 years, if I think in terms of 30 years, I've been on the field full time 40 years, but if I just even take the last 30, the sheer numbers of practitioners, of witches, Satanists, people that are conjurers and summoning demons, interacting with demons, getting, you know, spirit guides and all that. So the numbers are into the tens of millions. So that's just part of the reason why. You know, if you open up to the demonic realm, you know, they're there seeking in these end times to accomplish the agenda. They're here to do that. But they still need to get the rights to be able to get the doorways into people's lives. So the rise of cult literature, satanic Bibles, the Devil's Bible, you know, there's just so many, thousands of books that are supernaturally, demonically charged that can be used nowadays. So you can go anywhere from the New Age movement, maybe a billion worldwide, to the unprecedented growth of Satanism on all of its different levels. Anywhere from the deep underground to the popular, you know, stuff you see on television. So I think what we have to deal with is the fact that the scriptures, you know, declare and demonstrate through prophecy that there truly is, you know, an agenda that dark side has, and yet that dark side has to, the demonic realm, you know, Satan has to have individuals that will embrace him.
Well,
so
you know,
worldwide,
excuse me. Go ahead, Russ. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, just worldwide, and what I call the real Luciferians, the ones that really, really, you know, they're really engaged with Satan. They really believe that he's the light bearer. They really believe in doing, you know, the real old ancient sacrifices, very much like Ezekiel chapter 8. What you see there in Ezekiel chapter 8 thousands of years ago, well, that's, you know, Satan is the same generation after generation, but as we read prophecy in the end of days, Satan and the demonic realm is going to become so vast, and by the worldwide, by the hundreds of millions, that people have been, you know, have been seduced, they've been guided and directed, and they've yielded to it, and now they're practitioners, and that world of Satanism and dark spirits connects to the pedophile rings, connects to the human trafficking, it connects to the drug scourge that's going on that we see worldwide. So all of that is connected to the sheer, and you were correct in the very beginning, Satan doesn't gain more power, he gains more influence.
Well, you know, and people don't understand this. I know I didn't for years. You can invite Satan in, his devils, his demonic powers in you without even knowing it, through something you consider perfectly innocent. Folks, now I'm serious about this. This is a very serious situation. And the more ignorant people become of his devices, as Paul said we shouldn't be, but we are, the more ignorant we become, the more of us, more people are able to invite him in unknowingly. Now, Russ, is that a true statement?
Well, it is because, like, long before I ever got saved, I mean, or even today, anybody dealing, like, someone playing around with a Ouija board, playing around with certain drugs, you know, going to psychic readers and having people that have demon spirit guides speak to them and open doors, start to go passive and begin to, you know, meditate on certain things and open. As long as
I'll interrupt you, but even some of the charismatic churches have opened the door to Satan.
Well, it's true. The counterfeit, that's part of the weakness of the body. And, you know, we believe in God's power, God's miracles, God's gifts, but there's also going to be counterfeits. The Word of God in 2 Thessalonians clearly tells us that, you know, that Satan's going to be, you know, at work. And with the rise of the man of sin, the Satan's going to be at work with counterfeits, pseudo-false signs, wonders, miracles. So I believe there's real, what comes from God, but what the church, if it's not, you know, biblically literate and lit up, if it's not discerning, well, then just like Acts chapter 5, Satan tried to enter in right there through Ananias and Sapphira. In the church of Thyatira, and look at the rest of it, where Satan had his throne. Look at the seven churches in Revelation, and you find that woman Jezebel misleading people right in the church, teaching them a cult orientation with sexual, you know, with that sexual connection. So there's no question that the counterfeit, that dark, you know, Satan in the demonic realm seeks to even bring the deception right into the church.
Absolutely.
And if the church... Yeah, and if it's undiscerning, if anybody, you know, if we just say we'll accept anything spiritually that moves, then we're in danger. We're supposed to test the spirits to see whether they're from God or not.
Well, do you receive our Minuteman magazine? Are you on an email list for that? Do you receive that?
I don't think I have seen. I've seen your website numerous times.
Well, I'm going to put your email. I think I have it.
Okay.
On for the newsletter, because I want to do that. I want to send you a video.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not making this up. I just, folks, for all those that want to receive the Minuteman magazine, it's totally free via email. If you email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com, pastorbutch@startmail.com, I'll send you once a month a Minuteman magazine. It's packed. But also, from time to time, Russ, I send out other things of importance to people that's on the list. I just sent out one today. Now, you may or may not know this, but Trump has a spiritual advisor. He calls her, I said her, his pastor. You have to hear the woman on this video to understand what she is. A twice divorced woman that says she's everywhere she goes, God's with her because where she walks is holy ground. And on beyond that, this is Trump's so-called pastor. And she's now on his advisory board in the White House. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. This is for real. And it's scary. And I send it to everybody on our mailing list, and unless I'll get that to you if I can find your email address, because you're going to want to see this. And the reason I'm saying this is, she is a so-called pastor. She's a television evangelist out of Florida. And she, of course, like the rest of them, talks about money. Send money in, you'll be blessed. Send in the $100,000 check. Send it today. I mean, this is what the woman is doing. And this is when Trump is falling for his spiritual advice.
Yeah.
She gets up behind the pulpit, screams top her lungs, babbles in tongues, and goes on from there. But nonetheless, folks, this is serious stuff. I'm dead. I'm serious. Now, if you want to receive it, PastorButch@startmail.com. I'll send it to you ASAP. It also will be on our website soon under Church News on a heading and America Babylon. Folks, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. But this is why Russ trying to tell you to pay attention. Now, Russ, we've been around, not so much in my area, but I've seen a lot of places, Amish. Beautiful farms, I mean, quaint farms, horse and buggies, old-timey ways, and I've always been curious about them. I always wondered about them. I talked to a few of them. They don't talk much. You know that. They don't share a lot.
Right.
But a lot of customs I thought were really kind of strange. Like they couldn't. Some of them didn't have hip pockets in their pants. Couldn't have hip pockets in their pants at all. And other things just seemed weird. But, you know, I didn't get in a lot of detail. But you did get in some detail. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, we had to get into the detail. I mean, I lived among them for a while in the Hartville area of Ohio, you know, some 25 years ago. And you see them, and again, you're right. They'll talk to you a little bit, and they don't talk to you much. But here's what we found out. That's by design, because they're not allowed to. And so as we got into some of these cases that we believe involved a rape pedophile ring that involved really horrendous abuse of girls. So we're involved with these big cases in Pennsylvania. We have Berlin, Ohio, that we've also seen the same thing going on. It's just the same thing here in Holmes County, Ohio, Berlin, Ohio, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. But we've spent over 3 years taking our teams, talking to victims, talking to the helpers of victims, and then we've made cold calls on those who are said to be the perpetrators, and the hardest ones to talk to engage are the Amish bishops. So I purposely began to engage, just show up on their farms, try to talk to them, and try to find out their belief system. And now I'm used to, and I've worked and engaged people in cults, in Satanism, occultism, you know, all this for years and years and years we've dealt with. We've targeted for evangelism. We've targeted to do deliverances. And, you know, we've seen enough real demons, just like, you know, Mark chapter 5. We've seen a lot of that over the years and engaging all of that. But we've also dealt with, like, the Moonies, the Way International, the what's called Gog, the Children of God with Moses Berg. There's cults that literally take people out of society, and they are under complete and absolute what's called totalism, total control. What they think, where they live, how many hours of sleep, what food they get to eat, what clothes they can wear, who they can talk to is all controlled. So anybody that studies real cults understands there's, you know, four or five major things that are demonstrated, the structure that demonstrate the structure of a cult. And as I've engaged, and I'm not saying this lightly, we spent a lot of time, because you're absolutely right. The land is beautiful. It all looks simple. There's nothing wrong with living off the land. Nothing wrong with just living with horse and buggy. You don't have to drive a car. You don't have to use a phone. You can live a simple life. But that's the outward look. It's very important for us to understand this. That's the outward look. Once I got into what they believe, they don't believe in being born again.
Now, folks, they do not believe in being born again. That means they don't believe in being saved, regenerated, converted. They don't believe in that. What do they believe? What do you believe they have to do to – what is their idea of eternity?
Well, their idea of eternity is you have to be Amish. You have to live among them according to their – it's a works-based religion. It's a works-based cult, if you want to call it that. But it's so secretive. It's so, I think because of the outward looking so innocent and somewhat nice, that's by design also. They want the world to see them as good people, family people, all that. But here's the reality. On the inside, They do not believe in being born again. They don't want you to talk to their people about knowing Jesus personally. When it comes down to scripture, they'll only use the German or what they would, and they only speak in Pennsylvania Dutch. It's a works-based religion. Well, if you go to the meeting, they have songs they sing. But again, it's not about, and if you're born as Amish and you live in Amish and you stay under the rules of the bishops, then it's possible that you're going to go to heaven. Now, if you leave, you're going to hell. So here's the structure of the Amish.
So they think they can go to heaven without accepting Christ as their Savior.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So what do they preach?
They preach works. They preach a lot of Old Testament. They preach that they're supposed to live. They're supposed to work hard. They preach that they're supposed to, you know, make money and work hard. But there's kind of a double-sided coin here, because they treat each other, the Amish, one way. But then when it comes to the outsiders, see, Butch, you would be considered English. You and I are considered English. That means to them, we are lost pagans. We are not of them. Because we're not Amish and we don't live by Amish rules, we're not going to heaven. Because we're not Amish and we don't live by Amish rules, cutting our hair a certain way, whether we wear a beard or not, whether we're the clothes. So their whole religion is based on what
traditions.
You wear.
Traditions.
Traditions, exactly. And here's the problem. Only the bishops rule that. Just like in a cult where there's an authoritarian structure, they have their own revelation, their own insight, their own version of what truth is, and it's obviously contrary to the whole of the scripture, contrary to being born again, contrary to what salvation is. So you don't meet Amish that are born again and know Jesus personally. That's foreign to them. That's kind of strange to them when they hear that, because they're so raised in the works-based, like a works-based, they're so controlled in what they're allowed to read, what they're allowed to listen to. You know, they're not allowed to listen to these. They can't listen to us talking on the radio. They're not allowed to listen to the radio. They're not allowed to go to the internet and listen to podcasts. They're not allowed to talk to outside preachers. They're not supposed to go to anybody else and hear anyone else talk about God. And they will tell you, don't talk to our people about, don't say Jesus to them.
What name do you say Jesus?
Well, here, just God. They just use the term God. Because when you're not born again, like Romans 8, when you're born again, you have the spirit of adoption.
Right.
And you're able to, you know, Romans 10 tells us, you know, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised from the dead, we will be saved. They don't have that confession of Jesus. They don't have the spirit of adoption. So it's really, really sad, because on one sense, I see that there's this one-sided attempt to try to be very moral, very good people. It looks like that, but once you step inside, like we've done, once you've got in and talked to ex-Amish, you engage actual bishop, as we've done, others that have secretively talked to us. If they want to talk to us and ask for help, they have to do it secretively, lest they go be shunned. We have gone on Amish farms. We've engaged a particular bishop. I don't want to say his name at this time, because we're going to do a major piece on exposing this. We have ex-Amish video now, testimony that will show him, like one, this one fella talking about how he's very clear. He says they don't want you to talk about who Jesus is, because here's what he says. Because they know if one of their people accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, they will leave them. They will leave the Amish system. And they'll be born again, and they will leave the Amish system.
So
it's
really
more of a call.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. This is amazing. So really, when they're doing this type of abuse with the boys and girls, they really have no spiritual conscience to understand it's really wrong.
No, there's no real spiritual power, no work of the Holy Spirit. You know, obviously, you know, you don't receive the Spirit of God until you come, you're born again in the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit lives in you then. Then you're in a personal relationship with God. And that's the whole message of salvation. That's the whole message of the gospel. So when, you know, being among them and seeing this, it was really kind of striking to me. And the reason that we're there, though, is not just something. We weren't there to discover their belief system. We were there because of the numbers of people talking about sexual incest, rape, group rapes. We began to meet victims after victims. And when we began to hear stories like, well, Russ, you do realize that, you know, 70, 80, 90% of all Amish girls have been raped or incest raped or group raped numerous times.
Repeat that. How big a percentage? And folks, pay attention. How big a percentage?
Sure. This comes straight from victims. This comes from the victims. This comes from victim helpers. This comes from a number of years of being among them. Here's what we're told by them, by ex-Amish and ex-Mennonite that are right out of Belleville, Pennsylvania. We are told that up to 90% of all girls, many boys too, but all girls, here's what the victims tell us. It's not if you're going to get raped, it's when.
And by who? By who?
By uncles, grandfathers, fathers, the whole structure. That's what I'm saying. It's a cult structure. The structure is the men and young men, and as the years have gone by, it seems like the younger men are doing it because nobody stops it. Because here's the rule. If you get raped by a cousin or an uncle or a grandfather, if you get sexually raped by two or three or four Amish guys at once, and if it gets found out, and they'll call a secretive meeting, they'll have the perpetrator has to come to church, you know, the church, and here's all he has to say. All he has to confess is, he says,
hang on through the break. Don't lose that thought. Hang on through the break.
Sure.
I want everybody to hear
sure.
this, okay, folks? This is phenomenal. We'll take phone calls by the next half hour at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Boy, we've got a lot, long ways to go. A lot more questions. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio, Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All righty, folks, we are back. We'll take phone calls this next half hour at 844-769-2944. Say 844-769-2944. Listen, Russ Dizdar. Now, I'm going to have him give you information about how you can contact him, go to his website, how to listen to his radio show. Now, folks, what he's telling us is so horrendous and so unthinkable when you, as I said, when you drive by their homes or their farms, you drive through Lancaster, PA, what a gorgeous layout of farms and so well kept and animals so well tended. I've seen the up in Berlin, Ohio, I've seen the Amish boys and girls walking to their own little school carrying the lunch pails just like they did back in the 50s and even earlier. You think, why an idyllic life? But I've tried to talk to some of these people. They will not get in deep conversations with you. They just won't do it. There's, I got to go, we're busy, or whatever, you know, they've got to rush away. They won't do it. They avoid talking to you. Now I'm getting to understand why. But now, we're in the process of discussing some issues here, Russ. You were getting ready to say something, and I had to cut you off on the break. And you said 90% of the young girls are and boys too, some of them, but 90% of the young girls are sexually molested by uncles and dads and grandpas and friends and neighbors. And they had no recourse, they had nothing to really do about it. They can turn them in, but nothing's really done. It just continues on. I got a quick question, let's move on. What happens when one of these girls get pregnant by one of these rapes?
Well, that's a difficulty because they've had the problem with the incest issue among Amish. This goes way back generations now. You know, they have two major genetic problems. Because of the incest and that there have over the years been children born, because of that inbreeding, there are a number of Amish that are born with six fingers.
Yes, yes.
And you also know that there's a diminished capacity problem. And so they even have it right in Belleville. They have a place where they have specialists that focus on working on the genetic problem that this has caused. Now, this has all been caused by inbreeding. And talking about inbreeding, that's so secretive and nobody likes to talk about it, but when I was there for 3 years in Belleville, and what we did is took teams in. I mean, we planted ourselves in churches. We went on, we got together with victims. We went to other victims. We went to victim helpers. We talked to counselors. We talked to law enforcement. So we did a lot of things to gather information and to go as far as we could to hear them. Now, here's my problem.
Is a murder of the babies a big thing, too? Do they sometimes just kill them in secret?
Well, I will tell you that we've been told stories left and right. We've even been told there's a possibility of a body buried on what's called Jack's Mountain. That's something we'll look into. And when we go there, we're praying it up. We want to reach everybody. We go there to care about everybody. But, Butch, when I was first thinking maybe it was 50%. But when the more I dealt with victims that were born and raised in all of this, they're like, no way, Russ. They're adamant. I have a website called www.PennsylvaniaHasASecret.com. And if you go to that, PennsylvaniaHasASecret.com, it's just now a new website. We're going into all the areas of satanic ritual abuse, the Sandusky pedophile stuff, and also then the Amish thing. We have a number of audios going up already about that. Now, there's a prayer that one of the victims had been praying and had written to me and sent to me. They gave me permission to put the prayer up. If you go to that little website, PennsylvaniaHasASecret.com, just click on the prayer alone. Just read. That comes from a girl who's been sexually brutalized by up to four Amish men or Mennonite men, boys, when they were younger. Here's the problem. Even though it was brought to her dad because of the system, it was covered up. It was so covered up that the older she got, the more damaged she was. That kind of damage doesn't go away.
No doubt.
So when she finally got married, She demanded to move away. She moved to a whole other city. Here's why she moved away. Because her mother has been sexually, raped and used. Her grandmother's been sexually raped and used. She's been sexually raped and used badly. I mean, I can't even tell you this. I know the story explicitly, and I don't even want to share it here. Brutal. If I was there, I would have done whatever it took to stop the four men that did this. Now we know who the four men are. We've confronted one. We're going to confront the other three. I went and made a cold call on her father. She loves her daddy, but she's also angry at him because he wouldn't protect her. He wouldn't believe, he wouldn't deal with the people that did the sin. And here's why. They have the men that are part of the system, the Amish and the conservative Amish Mennonite, they've come up with the concept of having a new day. If a man that's raped a little girl is caught or they admit they did, here's all they have to do. First of all, they don't send him to the police. They don't want the police to be there at all. They told me straight out, they're not under Pennsylvania law. They don't recognize Pennsylvania law. They don't recognize the officers. They don't recognize any of that. They're under their own law. They're under Amish law. So the men are never sent to jail. Pedophiles there are never sent to jail. Those who've raped little seven-year-old girls, they're not taken off to jail. They just have to get up in a private meeting, and all they have to say, Butch, is, I had a moral failure, those words. Well, then the congregation says, okay, we're going to forgive you, and you're not allowed to eat any of your corn for 2 weeks. You're not allowed to, drive your buggy on Tuesday. They give them a little bit of a punishment, and then it's over. Then
sound
they tell
like Catholic
else,
Church, count your beads.
Well, then it's
sound a bit like Catholic Church,
and
they'll say,
It's very similar. It's very similar, only worse, because the structure is
worse
so
than the Catholic
tight,
Church.
I'm telling you right now, we've already dealt with the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania, and Josh Shapiro,
right,
the Attorney General, has gone after them. They've already arrested, I think, 300 and some priests, and they've got 1,000 victims. They believe there's 10,000 victims. Well, that's horrendous. We have a state like the SIIU, that's the core team, the Shatter Intervention Investigative Unit. Now, little thing that says, it has a picture of somebody dragging somebody off, but there's a statement. It just says, one is too many, millions are an atrocity. So that just simply means one little girl raped, one little boy raped. One is too many, Butch. One, just even one, because of the damage. I've worked with victims for over 35 years. I've had to sit and listen to them break down, fall to the ground, cry, depressed. People get damaged when they have been used and raped and forced and subjugated. And these girls among the Amish, here's what they're told. You can't go to the cops. Shut up now. It's all forgiven. You're not allowed to talk about it. Just forget it. Basically, you're just forgetting.
And it happens again.
Well, that's the problem. Not only have we noted, here's our investigation, here's our research and investigation. And let me tell you this, too. Law enforcement knows how bad it is. They know how bad it is, how many cases and so forth. But here's how it works. The silence is so definite. The subjugation of the girls talking, the silencing of them all is so strong, far stronger than – like a Catholic church, people can leave. A lot of the victims there have just left and eventually came out and went to counselors, and then they came out and talked, and they joined groups like SNAP, and they've gotten out. They've come against the Catholic Church too because of the sheer volume of young boys and girls that have been raped and used over and over again, by the way. But in the Amish system, here's what they tell me. And you got to understand how it affects me because, for example, we got called on to come in the dark of night to go onto one Amish farm where a man, I won't say his name, an Amish man pulled me aside there. I mean, you can see the anguish and the grief. He literally begged me. He says, Mr. Russ, we're not allowed to do this. We're not allowed to go to anybody. We can't go to the troopers. Please, please help us. This whole system must change. I can't do this. They'll shun me. And I've never seen so much grief and pain, but also fear in a person. And that's why I'm saying, if anybody understands, I mean, really, if you really intelligently understand cult structure, the Amish system is 100% a cult structure. It is extraordinarily one of the most secretive and quieted ones until you start getting in. I mean, I could say we haven't even got to where we need to get.
Now, would you lump the Mennonites in with that also?
Well, certain ones, absolutely. And they're again, and I want to say this. I'm not saying every Amish man has done this. I'm not saying every. But the numbers, I mean, I'm going by the numbers the victims themselves have given me. And I'm going to say by our own being there for well over three, well, I would say almost, well, over actually 4 years, I mean, going in there again and again, spending weekends, paying our own money, going in there, taking team members. Some of my team members, they come from Georgia, they come from Texas, they come from other places. We all go in there to, in the beginning, to kind of spy it out, to research it, to investigate, to go look and to listen and to hear. And Butch, when I, the more I've done it, the more the big, you know what the bishops did? They had a big, large meeting. I guess there were 400 or 500 of them that met in Belleville a few years ago. And part of the meeting was the warning about us, me, even gave my name out and a picture of my vehicle. Here's what one of the doctors in the town called me, a doctor, called me and told me, Russ, they've taken your pictures of you and your team and your name. They've put around to all the Amish churches or meeting places. They're all being instructed not to talk to you. And if you show up at their houses or farms or anything, they're supposed to then call the police, have the police take you away. They set us up one time, Butch. They had police hidden behind a church building. They called us into a meeting. They tried to get the law enforcement to arrest us. We had 9 guys with us, people with us, team members. They couldn't arrest us. We didn't do anything wrong. We just came from the troopers. The troopers initiated, and I still have the paperwork, initiated a organized crime investigative, you know, investigation into the facts and
I'm sorry. This is phenomenal. It's sad and phenomenal.
It is.
Has the law done anything at all?
Well, here's two things with the law as a whole. I think for many years there's been some kind of like just kind of an agreement. You stay away from us, we'll stay away from you. You stay out of our farms, you stay away from us. We'll police our own people and we'll keep everything safe and clean here. You just, you know, you don't bother us and we won't bother you. So there's been somewhat of a kind of an agreement, but because of the numbers of girls that have begun to break away and because of the reports, more and more law enforcement have been getting more aggressive. Now, in Lancaster area, an Amish man, I think it's 2 of them that went to prison. They do have some that have gone to jail. The head guy out of Lancaster, there's a head guy among the Amish who's appointed by the bishops to deal with all the sexual abuse cases. Somebody gave my phone number. He called me just a few months ago. He called me to tell me that if we find any of these people, if I would just turn them over to him and to them, they'll take care of it. I told him there's not a possibility we're going to do it that way. No, we're not going to do it that way at all. We're going to go right up the ladder. We're going all the way to, you know, the attorney general, along with all the prayers that we're putting in there, along with new volunteers coming in. We have a national, in probably a month or so, we have a national reporter from a national news magazine came in for weeks and doing his own investigation with us into the cases. There's going to be a national series articles coming out about what's going on in Belleville, Pennsylvania, what we've done there, the unbelievable secret among the Amish. And once you start talking about this among some, the only way an Amish person can, you know, an Amish girl, is to literally get away, to leave. You have to leave the area in order to find complete healing and complete help, like this little girl that wrote the prayer that's on that website. She demanded that her and her husband leave because they have kids. She said there's only one reason we moved away, so far away, to protect my kids, because wow. It just somebody's going to get to them. That's predatory. That's and it's generational. It's happened. You've got grandfathers still doing it. Men, they were fathers, young men, all the way down to the teens. because they all get away with it. There's the worst of the punishment is having to confess that you did, hey, you had a moral failure, and being told that was bad, and you don't get to eat, you know, maybe, you know, you don't need to eat some of your crops, so you know, you get a little bit of a punishment, and then it's all done, it's all forgiven, and no one's allowed to talk about it after that.
Well, are the people, the men that do this that are married, do their wives have to accept they've done it and live with that too?
They are subjugated. They are utterly subjugated. They're not permitted to talk about it. But you got to understand, that's what we don't understand. That's what I'm saying. Looking from a distance, it all looks like, you know, there's the woman, there's the kids in the little dresses and little hats, there's the buggy. From a distance, it all does look just kind of like picturesque, historic, you know, America. It's not. It's not that at all. And,
is there any Satanism involved in this too, Russ? Any Satanism involved in this? Any satanic rituals involved in this?
I would say with the Amish, they're afraid of Satanism. Of course, they have no power over it. They do have, there is such a thing among the Amish, they don't like to admit it, called, it's powwow and the Bacareya, there's like what you'd call Amish witchcraft. They don't like to call it that, but there is like almost like a folk witchcraft level that's deep into the Amish system. They don't like to admit it, but people there at times go to the witches, go to them for spells, powers, things. So there is that among them.
Wow.
There's no question, but they don't. Well, but well, as far as directly worship like a Satanist, no. We don't. Satanism and the satanic ritual abuse, that is different. However, a kid that's sexually abused by Jerry Sandusky or a Satanist or an Amish person or a Catholic priest, it's all the same to them. They've been subjugated. They've been violated. Oh. They've been physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually violated.
We're going out of time so quick. We'll take a phone call in a minute. But a quick question, too. Is there an Amish mafia?
Well, they do have that. Now, and I'll tell you this. I took Tom Dunn, the filmmaker, in with me. We were up on top of Jack's Mountain. And we were interviewing an ex-Amish man who was raised Amish, father Amish, all that kind of stuff. He's not. He's born again now. He goes to a Missionary Alliance church, but he loves Jesus. He's willing to go share about how he got saved, how he got healed, how God healed all the hurt and bitterness inside of his heart. This great individual, then he tells me, I'm like, we're having to hide in my truck while we're doing filming. He says, Russ, I can't let them see me with you guys. Because you don't understand how it works here. What you don't understand, Russ, is if they see me telling you all these things, if they see me giving evidence to you, they'll burn my house down. They'll come and burn my house down.
There is a hit squad. There is a hit squad.
I now believe there is. I do believe there is a threat. There is I think with the more they're threatened, that's like when I went on to Amish farm and went into a barn and confronted a bishop, an actual Amish bishop, to ask him. I said, I want a meeting with you guys. I let it be really clearly known. Either you guys have a meeting with me so we can discuss this together, or we're going to go so public. We're going to make this such a massive public thing, you're not going to like it.
Wow.
I have to do this. The Word of God commands in Ephesians 5,
amen,
expose evil deeds of darkness. This is not one or two girls being raped or harmed over the
years.
They're
talking about thousands.
We are talking thousands. That's their own. And so whether you think in terms of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Belleville is where we're at, Holmes County, the same thing is true, the Berlin area. That's true in Minnesota. It's true in Iowa, though.
Wow.
They have a massive problem of incest rape, group rape, generational rape, over and over again. And literally, like I confronted the men specifically. Okay, you forgave the men. You think they're going to stop, which they don't. But what I asked him point blank, face to face with a couple of them, what'd you do for the girl, the victims? You did all the stuff for the guys to cover up
for
them.
Right.
I said, name me one thing you did for the girls. And in every single case, Butch, nothing. They did nothing.
That is unbelievable. Let's take a phone call. Before we do that, though, tell the folks how they can hear your program and what your website is.
So the main website, excuse me, is shatterthedarkness.com. shatterthedarkness.net, shatterthedarkness.net. From that main website, you can get the radio program, the Ragged Edge Radio. You can get everything we have on that main website. All the information is right there, shatterthedarkness.net.
Okay. Let's take the phone call. Let's talk to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's something he better be very aware about. The Mossad is in the police force all over America. Was he aware of that?
Did you hear the question, Russ?
I sure am. And here's what we do. We've worked with people on all kinds of levels, but we have to make sure who we work with. Because we have to make sure. No, I'm saying factually. We have ex-law enforcement on our team. We have to know who we're working with, but we also have to know who we can't work with.
Well,
very true.
You know what I'm saying, Mossad? Because who has the biggest sex ring, child sex ring here in the world? It's the Jews. And there's a large quantity of Jews up there in Pennsylvania and every state. They're behind, CPS and whatnot, even the police force. And you're in your military. And I tell you what, you have Mark Clarke to verify what I just said.
Yeah, this is no doubt that's definitely part. That I'm sure there's a lot of truth in that, but the deception, in this one case, it's been away for Catholic Church for thousands of years, and also in the Amish for hundreds of years. They look like they're picturesque, good, pious, holy people, and they're full of filth.
Who founded those organizations? It's you.
No. Yeah.
Yes, it did. They're the main ones. They're the ones behind the Catholic Church and Islam. I remember that. You'll look at the history.
Let Russ go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not going to agree with that at all. We've worked actually with the people, with the victims for almost 35, 36 years. And as far as actual factual cases, actual factual victims, actual factual perpetrators, we deal with either Satanists who are Luciferians, we deal with, you know, pedophiles who are pedophiles, we deal with Catholic priests. Many of them were the old Nazis, by the way, that came into the rat lines, the 88-year-olds and all that. So that they did a lot of that among the Catholic systems, that kind of stuff. So we just have to deal with who we actually engage. I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. If it's perpetrators, they need to be engaged. I've never met in 35 years. I've never met a perpetrator, a Satanist, a pedophile. I've never met one of them that repented on their own, or that quit on their own.
No,
they're
powerless. They even quit on them. Somebody's got to confront them. Mick, I hate Beirut, but I got to jump. Get some more
Can
things.
Can I say one word?
Yeah.
Tel Aviv. That's where the main spot is at. And they do not allow people like Russ in that area because he'd be a target.
Okay.
I'm sure
the only thing protective so far is God Almighty. I know that. Good call, Mick. Appreciate the comments. Thank you. I don't disagree with him. I mean, a lot of this is true, really true, but it's like a can of worms, Russ. Once you open it up, you can see them crawling over top of each other.
And being a believer, you go after whoever. I don't care who they are. I don't care who they, you know, what they're connected to. I don't care if they're in a, you know, you do, you like in our local area, there's a couple black pastors that were trafficking 13-year-old girls. So I don't care who they claim to be or what race they are. If they're pedophiles, if they're harming kids, and I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of victims over the years. So I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're law enforcement. I don't care if they're a priest. If that's who the perpetrator is, that's who we're going to pray against.
I agree.
We're going to pray against them. We're going to pray to expose them. We're going to pray to deal with them.
Russell, what's your email address?
It is shattermailbox@yahoo.com.
Shattermailbox@yahoo.com. Well, folks, write that down if you want to contact him too. shattermailbox@yahoo.com. I'll put you on the magazine list too, Russ,
yep,
but I also want to see that video too. You're going to want to see it. The rest is, Dar, we're about out of time. We've got about 2 minutes left here. We're going to be going. But I don't know how anybody could thank you enough for what you're doing and the crew you work with. I know it's all for the glory of God. I realize that. I realize you're working for the same master I am. But your courage and your tenacity is to be complimented. I'm sorry. Truly sure. is.
Well, it just, I think, here's the good news. I believe that thousands of real believers can get up and do things in their own areas. I believe we have to become as bold as a lion. I believe and be soul winners and be prayer warriors in all the midst of this. I'll witness to, I don't care if it's feds, I don't care who it is. I want to bring the gospel to anybody and everybody. I'll preach straight faced to the perpetrator while they're going to jail if we need to. But the truth is, there's people that need to be exposed, go to jail, be dealt with, and there's so many victims, we can't even respond to all of them. So our biggest prayer, our biggest hope is to see thousands of real believers stand up and say, here am I, Lord, send me to do the
Amen.
Same. Send me to help out. Send me to help.
Well, I'll tell you what, Russ, this year is starting off to be a hellish year. You can see that with what's happening in the Middle East. And I do not believe the Iranians did what they say we did. That's beside the point. That's not discussion night. But I think America is in for a hard year in 2020 because of the sins that we've allowed to happen among us. You know, we can blame Trump, you can blame Obama, you can blame whoever you want to blame. But the blame lies behind the pulpits of America that kept their mouth shut about all this stuff.
Well, there's where I agree. I think 30 years ago, if millions of believers would have stood up and, you know, yeah, I mean, we're so far. I'm saying that no matter what the future holds, for every believer can be powerful and strong. None of us should just go back and sit in a room and just be silent. I think
Amen.
That's the big sin also.
We it
have
certainly
to be
is.
Out there.
Somebody once said, silence is not golden, it's yellow.
There you go. You need to put that on a billboard.
It's just a shame that the so-called preachers of America today have become such a bunch of panty-waisted wimps. You know, and we're warned in 1 Corinthians 6:19 that the effeminate men, not sodomites, but womanish soft men, womanish in their behavior, in their actions, in their speech, are going to hell. That's in your Bible, folks. In your Bible.
Yep.
Russ Dizdar, God bless you, sir, for all you're doing. Thank you for being there. And please, if I can help in any way, all you have to do is call me. You know that.
I know that. Thank you, Butch. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Okay.
Bye bye. Folks, we love you a bunch. See you tomorrow night with Matthew Pfeiffer. Hopefully, we'll have Rip Sweet Crib at the end. Oh, my. So much to line up in the next couple of weeks, you're not going to believe. So we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you on Melody's program at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, also. Financial Survival. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.